Hello and welcome to another GetGreatEnglish.com podcast. And today I'd like to talk about jobs or occupations or work or whatever you want to call it when you're not on holiday or resting. So, my job is English teacher, and I think part of this is to do with my personality. I'm interested in English. So I think, you know, this is an important part of my personality. You need to be interested in or passionate about whatever your job is, if you can. But I also think part of it is to do exactly with my personality. And I'm quite patient with people. I think I'm friendly. And also, I'm a bit outgoing. I like meeting new people. And I like to find out about people. There's nothing I like better than hearing stories that people have to tell. And that even goes down to reading their stories as well. So I think this is one of the reasons why I was made to be a teacher. My father is not like me. My dad has worked in mining and engineering for almost all of his life. He's good with his hands, so he's very practical, and he can do things with his hands that, you know, I can only dream of. He's very good at making things and building things. My mother is very organized. She is very tidy. In fact, it's almost like her hobby is tidying her house. And I grew up with that, but I'm not the same kind of person, sadly. And sadly also for my wife. My wife is also very organized and naturally tidy, whereas I'm not very tidy at all. My wife really dislikes my untidiness. My wife is also very creative. She loves making things, and I'm also quite creative. I like writing things. So this is one of the reasons why we're together. My wife doesn't work now, but she used to work in sales. She's very gentle and very approachable. So this made her a really good sales assistant, and I think also her gentle side makes her an excellent wife and mother. What's your job, and what kind of personality traits do you have that make your job suit you? Let me know in the comments, Google+, Facebook, or you can tweet me at GetGreatEnglish. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.